This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it is Adrian Chenault, and holy mackerel, we've got Call to Duty himself, Mr. Jack Silva, in the building, and we are really, really excited about today's show. Adrian, this guy has been in his company almost as long as you have been on the planet. That is a long time. How are you, Jack?
Oh, great, Tom. You guys are twins. As I was just saying to your son, every time he smiles, it's a spitting image of his dad.
Oh, that's a reason for a facelift in itself. But, yeah, we're having a little bit of fun. That's why we call it the Legacy Leadership Show. But you are truly legacy in network marketing. And I'll never forget when I got to interview you on the telephone prior to this, and we talked for a long time about your history inside, and I rarely talk about companies on here, but I'm talking about a company today, and it's called Herbalife, and Herbalife has been through it over the years. And Jack Silva got there at the beginning. He took a licking. He kept on ticking. He went through highs. He went through lows. He went through extraordinary highs, and then he went through extraordinary lows, but he never gave up. And I love you for that, Jack. How you doing?
Tom, I'm doing really outstanding. I appreciate being here. I love the title of the show. And thank you for saying I'm part of the Legacy Group. This is something special.
You really are. And, you know, it was just amazing to me, the allegiance to your friends, to Larry and Taylor Thompson, over the many, many years that you've known that, and that whole ball of wax that goes with that cadre of people that follow them around as well as you. It is like a little, I don't even know what I want to call it, because you guys are so tight and you're so aligned on the basic tenets of network marketing that it just blows my mind. And talk about how long ago you got started at Herbalife, what happened, and what's happening now.
You know, I look back on the time and you don't realize it until you hit it, but I've been over 35 years with Herbalife, and it's hard for me to comprehend that. Every time I say it, that's over three decades. And it was right timing for me, Tom. I come from a background that was very limited. I wasn't a good student in school. I barely graduated. And so I wasn't going on to college. All my friends went off to school, and I was thinking, what the heck am I going to do with my future? And I got married and had a couple of kids right after high school while everyone else was in college.
Wow.
And That put me in a position where I had to find an opportunity to take care of a family, and I got involved in the automotive industry. I sold Cadillacs, and what an experience, because I was super shy. I still am pretty shy. I hide it well. But when I sold Cadillacs at this Cadillac dealership, they showed me how to dress up, wear a suit, shine your shoes, wear a tie, and how to talk to people and make eye contact. And it was a great experience. I learned how to have confidence in talking about money and prices and dealing with objections and dealing with frustrations. But after about 5 years of working in the car business, 12-hour days, I was really fed up. I was sick and tired of going to work every day. And then a buddy of mine sent me a videotape in the mail from Phoenix, Arizona. I was working in Lynn, Massachusetts, a couple 2,500 miles away, and he sent me a video. He called me up. He said, Jack, I sent you a video. You're going to watch this video. It's just unbelievable. I think you're going to love this. And he was so excited. I couldn't wait to get this video. And I got the package in the mail. He sent it to my work, and I got the package in the mail. I didn't have a video machine, a VCR. Is that what you, in the day, you know, you plug in this big tape. So I couldn't wait to get home to watch it. And the video itself didn't say much. It just said Herbalife on the video. And I couldn't wait to get home. And the more I thought about Herbalife, the more I thought, I think I know this company. I popped in the video at about 9 o'clock at night, and it was an opportunity meeting. And that's where I saw and met Larry Thompson and Mark Hughes for the first time. And I just loved it. I just thought it was the greatest show ever. And it was about 25, 30 minutes or so. And after that 30 minutes, you know, they talked about the products and the opportunity and the money and all that stuff. And I had to watch it again. I said, this is just unbelievable. And I watched it again. And the next, after that, the next thing I thought was, I gotta take a good look at this. I gotta look into this. And so that's how I met Larry, was from a video. And then from there, it just kept growing.
And so you met Larry, you guys kind of all joined at the hip. Jim Rohn was around then or not?
Yeah, Jim Rohn was, he joined the same year I did. I think it was 1987. And the thing is, when I got that video, I told my buddy, I said, listen, I want to do this thing. I said, but send me the products first. I got to like this stuff. And he sent me a distributor kit in the mail. He didn't even charge me for it, Tom. He just wanted me to get the kit, right? He didn't even charge me. I don't even think I paid him back, actually. And so I watched, I got the video. I got the package in the mail to get started. And my buddy said, listen, all you got to do is just use the products and talk to people. And I did that. And I started to get customers. And after a month or so, that's when Mark Hughes was coming to town. And I went to meet Mark Hughes in Boston. I was only 35, 60 days, somewhere in between there, 35, 45, 50, 60 days in the business. And I met Mark Hughes. And the rest is history. I was so excited after meeting Mark Hughes at this event. It was a big corporate event and an Herbalife opportunity. It was like I was watching on the video, but it was live. And I just got the validation that this was really a great, great company. But Mark Hughes got me. And then from that point on, I just worked my butt off. And about 6 months later, I had the opportunity to go to a workshop for supervisors. It's a position in the company where you get a lot of customers and stuff. And about 60 days later, after getting started, I flew to Chicago to meet Larry Thompson. And that was really the day that changed my life in terms of knowing I was going to do this for the rest of my life, because I had a plan. And when I went home after that event, I went full time with Herbalife. I turned in my demo, my car, my plate and keys. I said to my sales manager at the car dealership, because I was doing this all part time. But when I got home from Chicago, forget about it. I was all in. And I said to my sales manager, I says, Mike, what a great guy, Mike McGuire, great salesman. I said, Mike, I'm going to do Herbalife full time. He already knew I was taking it and talking about it and stuff. He said, you're crazy. You can't do that. I says, Mike, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do this and I'm going to get, you know, the big R. I says, I'm going to get rich. You know? And he says, you're crazy. And I gave him the plate and keys and I went outside and thought, I can't believe I just did that. I just quit my job. And I thought to myself, how the hell am I getting home? I don't know. I don't own an automobile. So I had to call a taxi. And on the ride home from the taxi with the taxi driver, I'm thinking, boy, oh boy, I hope this thing works out.
Wow. That is so wild. And you hear these guys who are living legends or not living legends in some cases of this business. You know, what was your impression of a guy like Mark Hughes as, you know, as a young man all those years ago?
Boy, I'll tell you what, he just was, what a gift to planet Earth. He was not only handsome and successful, but he talked the same language I talked. You know, he didn't speak too well, and he certainly didn't spell too well. So when I was watching him doing this thing, I'm thinking to myself, and then he said I only got a ninth grade education, and that was hook, line, and sinker. I'm like, oh, this is great, you know. And so I was just so inspired by this simple person that was just so ordinary but so extraordinary. He just had me. I mean, I never took notes in my life. And when I went to that event, I think I took like 21 pages of notes. And I have terrible penmanship. But he gave us the plan. And so when I went home after that event, I was so excited. He said, just follow the plan. I opened up my notebook when I got home. I couldn't even read my own notes. It was just so terrible. But I got the message. And it was so simple. And I just followed that. And Larry just gave me the tactics and more of the strategy and tactics when I met Larry to really make the thing rock solid in my belief that I could do this for the rest of my life. So Mark gave it to me, and Larry just locked it in.
So Mark Hughes had a drug. He got real, 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 real big. Ended up overdosing on drugs and dying. Is that true?
You know, I don't know about that, but I do know this, that he was struggling with some health issues from traveling. I guess he had the flu or something like that. Plus, he had a problem sleeping at night. I mean, it's too bad. Anyways, in the day, you know, they would take sleeping pills and stuff to get to sleep. And it was a birthday party at his grandmother's, and, you know, he was enjoying a glass of wine or two, or who knows, but he was drinking wine, and went home and took his medicine to go to sleep, and he had sleep apnea and never woke up.
So that just shows the arrogance of me right there, because I
never woke up.
Yeah, so I should have said that. And so to anybody that knows him that just took offense to what I said, that was just an idiot talking, and I want to apologize for that. But Harry now is dead, but his company and Larry and Taylor and the message that you and those people have kept going all these years has prevailed, and it's still the same message, which is why we did this show. It's honed a little bit, but it's the same darn thing, isn't it?
You know what? I understand this now, but they told us all along the basics will never change. The fundamentals will never change. And if you just stick to these things, it'll stay the same for the next 30, 40, 50 years. And you're right. The fundamentals never changed. And I got hooked on the fundamentals, and that's what saved me. And that's why I'm still with the company going on 40 years.
And a few people have quit behind you. I mean, they've left and gone to that shiny penny and told you that Herbalife was going out of business, that the feds were going to close it down, that Bill Ackman was going to crush it. I mean, if there's been a rumor, it's been about Herbalife. And you just said, this too shall pass. I have to do what I'm good at, which is talking to people, leading my people, and it's going to continue on through heck or high water, right?
That's totally right. You know, Mark always said, you know, the company's he always said people are going to be talking about us. They're going to be saying bad stuff about us. The bigger we get, it's going to continue. It'll never go away. But he said, if you just stay on, you know, focused on the fundamentals, we'll focus on delivering and making the best products and the best pay plan, and you guys will have a business that'll last a lifetime. We all believed that, and that's what's happened.
And how many of those people that left that tried to drag you with them have come back over the years and said, you were right, I wish I would have never left? Are there a few of them?
Oh, my gosh, I get chills.
Well, we got to take a break. And I knew this. Adrian says, what's this show going to be about? And I said, legacy, about history, about remembering the past, because it will become the future. And that's exactly what Jack has done with Larry and Taylor and that whole cadre of people they hang with. They are true and tried network marketers. I have nothing but respect for them. We'll be back right after this on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with my little boy Adrian and Tom Chenault and Jack Silva. Stay here.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And it is Jack Silva. And I met this maniac on Clubhouse. And it was so funny because I had no idea who the heck he was. And he embraced me on Clubhouse like we had gone to grade school together. Like I was in that cadre of people with Dan Stamen and Jeff Weisberg and Harris Williams and Jeff Roberti and Mark Aceta, all those people. And I'm going, I don't even know this guy. But he's got me at a familiarity level like I've never seen before. I need to learn that trick. And I swear to God, I started stalking you immediately, Jack, because you were so instantly relatable. And I knew that was an old skill from way back. And before we go anywhere else, during this break, talk about what the heck is that over your left shoulder on that board? Is that you in the middle with your organization on that whiteboard right over your left shoulder?
That whiteboard is just a bunch of distributors that I'm working with, and I use sticky tabs, and so that way I can update and change quickly, and I get a bird's eye view of what's going on with some of the key people that I talk to. Unfortunately, most of the people I talk to don't speak my language, so I have a translator, and this helps me with what the hell's going on.
Where are you doing most of your business these days, Jack?
I have a lot of business in Europe and South America, and that's where most of my business is. And I always had a good time working away from home. I had a tough time working at home. So whenever I built, I would take off for 3 months. And so I always traveled to go someplace and start talking to people. And so that's what I did. And when I'm home, I like to just be home.
How many languages do you speak?
I don't speak any languages.
Well, you've got to speak one.
English, barely.
You see how smart this guy is? You know, I just tricked him. So here's the deal. All he speaks is English. Most of his business read the tabloids. They read the National Enquirer and quit the United States. But before that happened, he had built a worldwide organization. And now he's coming back into the United States to build locally again while he supports overseas. But he's smart enough not to upset the apple cart with too much training over there. You're just telling those people you love them because they're doing a hell of a job and really not much more, right?
That's absolutely right. They're the leaders, and I'm here if they need me, and that's the way I like it.
Yeah. And people say all the time, what do you, I have everybody on a rotation of remember, including you, including Taylor, including Larry, including Victor, all these people. And all I do once a month is I say their name to them. I remember something about them. I tell them I love them and I ask what I can do to make their life better. And they roll their eyes because they know there's nothing Tom Chenault can do to make their life better because their life's already going just great without me. But they know I love them. And that's what you're doing, right?
Totally. And you know, guys, what happened was I learned this later on in my career. I thought, I'm really not a leader. I thought I was a leader, but I am a leader, but I'm really a messenger more than anything. I'm not really the leader. I am the messenger, and I find that to be what I enjoy the most, being the messenger and creating leaders.
Yeah, and what everybody needs to understand is that's what you're in business for. Is taking that same message, not being some hotshot with a new message that confuses everything, being that conduit from Larry and Taylor and Mark Hughes all the way through all the organization and keeping it fluid and congruent, right?
Totally. Yes.
Yeah, that whole piece of not reinventing the wheel is one of the things that I hear over and over again from a Larry and Taylor, from these old school principles. It's so important that's a temptation, isn't it, as a leader to feel like, oh, I'm going to, I need to put my mark on the world. You need to keep your mark off of it and keep everybody doing the same thing, right?
Yeah, totally. Because anything we can do to, I explain it differently today, but it's the same thing. When I've developed the skills, I've learned this, and I realize it now more than ever because of social media, is that I'm really pretty good at making friends, and that's a skill. And I'm really pretty good at sending invitations to my friends, and I'm really good at getting decisions from my friends. And so when we used to talk, just if you talk to people, you'll grow your business. Whatever you can do to talk to more people, that's what you do. And when you're talking to people, the objective is make friends. And that's a skill. And from those friends, you'll be able to send your invitations. Like, I got the invitation to watch the video 35 years ago, and I watched it. And my buddy said, what do you want to do? And I said, I'm in. He asked me for a decision, and here we are.
I love that. And that question is so perfect and so not loaded. What do you want to do? Right? He didn't lead you. He didn't, he just said, here's some information. You're my friend. I think you would like this. What do you want to do? And so often we do all these backflips coming up with some fancy question, and you can just ask a simple question, right?
Yeah. You develop a relationship. You tell the truth as fast as you can. You become authentic. You make sure they know they belong in your tribe. That they know they love you and you love them. That they can trust you and you're safe. And that's it. And that's what Jack has a doctorate in. That's what you need to get a doctorate in. Use your heart, not your brain, and you're going to win every time. We're coming back right after this. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and the great Jack Silva.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Tensions are escalating along the Gaza Strip. It began with Israel killing a senior commander of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group amid a wave of strikes Friday that Israel says were meant to prevent an imminent attack. On Saturday afternoon, Israeli warplanes stepped up strikes with hits on four residential buildings in Gaza. all of the locations reportedly linked to Islamic Jihad militants. At least 15 people have been killed, and Hamas, the militant group that rules Gaza, appears to be on the sidelines. Russian forces began to assault two key cities in the eastern Donetsk region of Ukraine. They also kept up rocket and shelling attacks on other cities in the country, including one near the largest nuclear power plant on the continent. This is USA Radio News. Taiwanese officials are referring to China as their evil neighbors for conducting live-fire military drills around the island.
Taiwan's defense ministry on Friday claimed that multiple batches of Chinese fighter jets were crossing the median line in the waters between China and Taiwan. The Chinese army is conducting military exercises around the island in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's recent visit and has declared several danger zones around Taiwan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The president of the Navajo Nation was among those almost hit when a large SUV barreled through an event, injuring at least 15 people. Police say they have suspects in custody.
A wrong-way driver and three passengers are in custody after recklessly driving through a Navajo Nation parade in New Mexico Thursday evening. The incident left multiple people, including two police officers, injured.
That was USA Radio's Lance Pry reporting. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
And we're back at Stomp Chenault. Jack Silva and Adrian Chenault, and I changed the lineup just because us old dogs are teaching these young kids new tricks. And the new tricks we're trying to teach them is pick up that phone and talk to people. Be real. Stop trying to trick people into doing stuff, and it's going to work out. And the tribe that is your vibe will arrive, and you are going to win. And I see my wife on this show, who's the queen of that. Just be you. And every one of you have absolutely a lifelong history of doing that. And then you got these hotshot gurus telling you to change who you really are. Don't. Stay true to yourself. Stay true to your core message. We're off to the races. Take it away, Adrian.
So, Jack, you said something interesting that runs kind of counter to a lot of what I see happening out there and what I hear getting trained out there all the time right now. You talked about making friends is really the first skill that you developed in this movement towards asking your friends to take a look at something and then collecting decisions. And these days, it seems to me so much of what is being talked about out there is like, don't make friends. Just like go talk to 1,000 people and ask them to watch a video completely cold. And so do you disagree with that? And how does your way of doing it work in a world where maybe people are more suspicious or maybe they're not? What do you think?
I think whatever you do is going to work, no matter what it is, really, if you think about it. As long as you're talking to people, it's probably going to work. And the more people you talk to, probably the better it will work. And the more invitations you get, probably the better you're going to do. It's all about talking to people and developing relationships and turning those friendships into partnerships. It's like in the early day, I'd run little advertisements, put out little flyers, talk to people everywhere I went at every opportune moment. And my number one objective when I talked to these people and met them is I want them to like me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It makes it a lot easier. It's like when I met Mark Hughes, I freaking loved this guy. I was like, you can tell me what to do, Mark. You know, when I met Larry, it was like, okay, coach, I'm going. Because I love these guys. I like their personalities. They were just really great people. And so that was, for me, that's the number one, for me, my number one objective is when I talk to people after I finish with them, whether it's text, audio, whatever you do, however you're messaging, I want them to say to themselves, geez, that Jack Silver, he's a nice guy. That's my whole objective.
I love that. That's pretty dang simple. We can all figure that out.
Well, what everybody thinks is they're joining the ClickFunnel. They're joining the WhizBang product. They're joining the wonderful crypto deal. They're not joining any of that stuff, everybody. They're joining you. And how you show up is how they're going to stay. And then the going's going to get tough. Crypto's going to go from 65,000 down to 30. And they're going to want to head for the exits. And nothing is going to stop that except your relationship with them. And almost every year in every company, something happens that is equivalent to the crypto going from 60,000 down to 30. And you better have them tied in with relationship and love, because they're going to be looking left, right, and center. And if they remember how much you love them, they're going to stick around. And that's what you did, right, Jack? I mean, that's what you do, is create that glue.
That's exactly what I do, because I feel so much better asking someone to take a look at my opportunity, take a look at my video, take a look at whatever I have, when I'm already connected to them. That's my call to duty.
We knew there was going to be a segue into that T-shirt pretty quick.
I squeezed that in there. So that really is, you know, Mark was very attractive. Larry was very attractive. And certainly Jim Rohn was very attractive. Not in a handsome, a good looking way, even though they were, but in a way where you just enjoyed listening to them. And you weren't in a rush to go to the bathroom. You weren't in a rush to hang up the phone. You enjoyed listening. It was almost like you could listen to them longer and longer. And then from there, the engagement would begin. And after the engagement, you know, comes the connection. Once you have that connection, now you're getting there. You're going to now get close to the. And by the way, I never really, I probably sponsored 400 people in my career. I sponsored 400 people. And I always seem to do pretty good with the people. So as long as I get people to talk to, I can get one or two or ten. I can do good with one person. I don't need 100 people. I can do good with one. But certainly I'll take the 100. But you get the point. I'm not throwing stuff against the wall and seeing what sticks. I'm developing relationships and putting in the time. But the digital world has really adjusted the way I do things, and I'm still working on it. I feel like an amateur to some degree, to a bigger degree than a little degree. But I realize whether you're doing a click funnel, whether you're doing it, whatever platforms, email, whatever you're doing, text messaging, whatever you're doing, whatever it is, the objective is to make sure you're getting these people to like you. If it's a video, the objective is to get them to like you. The email, the objective in the email is to make sure you get them to like you and stay connected.
And I say that to people all the time. I do not give a rat how you get those people into the top of the funnel. You can use any one of those tricks. But they're coming down to that V, and that's where the relationship has to kick in, where they're going to stick in your business. Last week we had Tom Ziegler on here. It was pretty awesome because he was talking about going to an opportunity meeting with his dad. And at 11 o'clock at night, they're going home, and Tom said, I'm hungry, and they went over to the Denny's, and there was a waitress in there about 70. And she walked up to the table, and she was just adorable. And Tom was saying how cute she was. And the dad said, I just wish that a life insurance salesman had done his job 30 years ago. So that woman wasn't sitting in a Denny's working that late at night because she had to. And I think about you. And 30 years ago, people that looked you in the eye and you stuck your hand out and said, you know what? We're partner in this company, Herbalife. I'm going to be around no matter what. I'm never leaving. I'm your partner for the duration. And here you are 35 years later, and those people are going, Jack Silva, never jump ship. I love that guy. And I just want to honor you and acknowledge you because you stayed the course tried and true for a very, very long time. And that is an absolute epic accomplishment. And thank you, Jack.
Thank you so much. That was a very nice compliment.
Yeah, true story. Amazing.
And that really is. I mean, what we're talking about here is legacy, right? You talked about this earlier that Mark and, you know, Larry and Skye's painted this vision that you could create a company to build a legacy on, and that that's what was happening. And you believed them, and you held up your end of the bargain, and they held up theirs. And here you are all these years later. And do you believe that network marketing is going to continue to be that 40 years from now, the way it is 30 years on in your career?
Okay, now this is just my belief, and I feel like I have some good insight. I believe this is the greatest time in human history to become a network marketer. The greatest time in human history. Because we're the middleman. We're the middleman. Just, you know, I think we're the ones that influenced the Uber. We're the ones that influenced the eBays. We're the ones that influenced the shopping networks. We're the ones that influenced them all. Because we're the middleman. We're the ones that connect the people to the products in the manufacturer. Without us, there is no eBay. Without us, middlemen, you know. So, to me, I think this is the greatest time because you can do this around your circumstances. You can do this around your lifestyle without having to change a damn thing. You can talk to people at every opportune moment and still keep your job. You can do it an hour a day. You can do it when you're pumping gas. You can do it when you're going grocery shopping. You can talk to 10 people over the next, you know, in pumping gas.
Well, that's so hysterical about that. Everybody always calls, well, what do I tell people I do for a living? You know, tell them you're a middlewoman. That is so exciting. That's what you are, a middlewoman. And they're going to go, what the heck is that? And that's going to open up a conversation for you saying, I just get in the middle of a lot of transactions between buyers and sellers. That's what a middlewoman is. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because there's so many dissatisfied people out there today. And this is why it's the greatest time in history to be a network marketer, because of that. There's so many dissatisfied people out there today, more than ever. And that's really the common denominator. Those are the types of people we're looking for. This whole targeting thing is great. But bottom line is, we're looking for dissatisfied people. And they're everywhere, more than ever. And in being the middle man, let me tell you, the manufacturer, Herbalife or any other manufacturer, they suck at selling stuff.
Yeah.
So we're the ones that solve their problem. They got a problem that's called selling stuff. And then you got the person over here that's got the, you know, the problem with the health or the problems with the skin or the problems with whatever. And so being the middleman, we can solve their problem. We can solve the manufacturer's problem. So we're really problem solvers by being the middleman. And just making that connection between the dissatisfied customer and the dissatisfied manufacturer, because the manufacturer needs more sales.
One thing that's coming up in the comments is everybody's saying, I'm talking to people at the gas pump. Make sure you're talking to people. Make sure you're not talking at people. And that means treating them like human beings instead of prospects. And figuring out what makes them tick, look at them and see where you can serve them, because the minute you open that conversation, they're going to want to give you their phone number. They're going to say, who is this Jack Silva? I've never seen an old guy with such white teeth in my entire life. Who is this guy? I can't believe my eyes. And that's what you want. You want to be so attractive to them that you don't have to promote. It's attraction, not promotion. And just be that perfect mousetrap. Remember what it is they said they want to buy. Wait a few days and go offer them what they said they want to buy. And they're going to say yes. Right, Adrian?
That's totally it. And the only thing you can really do wrong in that equation is to be in that space of invalidating what good you just did by pitching them in that conversation. You could call them back in an hour. Just give it any amount of time so that you don't have them go, oh, so that's why you invited me to coffee. Oh, so that's why you started talking to me or whatever. And it's so simple, and it changes the whole energy of the conversation, and it works. It works so well.
Yeah. You know, I want to say this because it's such an important part of my career. We were so good at working the streets. Herbalife trained us. We were just like so good at working the streets and talking to people. I mean, that we lived and breathed talking to people. And I remember, Mark, going through a conversation and how we do this. And I took this to heart and I memorized it, metabolized it, and I became that message. Or I could go into a store, a 7-Eleven, and I always like to go into the stores where the people, there's no people in there except for one person waiting for someone to come in the door. The guy behind the counter, he's not busy, he's there. That's the perfect guy to talk to. The person that's not busy in the stores. And I would go door to door and do the same thing. But I would
We got to take a break. It's a hard break. We're staying in the 7-Eleven because I want to hear the rest of this. We're coming back. All right. I love this guy because he's me. And it's just, I'm him. And he's us. Stick with that. We'll be back right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try.
Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, and the great Jack Silva. And if you don't know him, go find him. Social media somewhere. We've got to figure out where to get you guys to get hold of him, because this guy has got wisdom beyond his years, and he is no spring chicken. So this is exciting. And he's talking about walking into the 7-Eleven, and there's nobody there but the guy behind the counter who's just wishing somebody would come in and talk to him. You want to be that person, but you don't want to be the person the guy wants to pull the emergency cord on either. So talk about that a little bit more, please, Jack.
Yeah, so that was my fishing pool. Whenever I would drive by these places, and if I didn't see any cars in their parking lot at a 7-Eleven or at a laundromat or you name it, you know, a boutique, I'd pull in there and I'd go in there and I would walk up to that person at the counter, and I was taught to say this, and I got really good at it. And Mark used to say, here's how you make money all day long. And I took it to heart, and I'll tell you, it was the best thing in terms of knowing that I could get a customer today if I wanted to. And I would go into the streets and I would do this, and I would walk up to that person. I'd say, excuse me, maybe you could help me. And they'd say, sure, how can I help you? I'd say, listen, you wouldn't happen to know anybody that would like to lose weight, gain more energy, and feel better than they've ever felt in their entire life, would you? And more than half, if not 60, 70% would say, yeah, me. And if they said no, I didn't care. I just left anyway and went on to the next store. But when they said, yeah, more me, I mean, yeah, me, then I knew, it just came natural. Within 6 minutes, I would extract the $100 from his pocket to my pocket, and he'd have some canisters of my nutrition on his counter.
Wow. That's amazing. And again, it's none of that's rocket science. It's simple, it's scrappy, and you could do it today.
That's the word, scrappy. No one was scrappier than the Herbalife people, I'll tell you right now.
And loyalty is such a big thing to you. I mean, going back to Larry and Taylor, they've been, you know, I called you on the phone, and I said, you've known these guys a long time. And I said, tell me from your heart, off the record, what you think of them. And now I'm asking you to tell me from your heart, on the record, what you think of them.
I think, you know, I know Larry. I've known Larry for 35 years. I've known Taylor for 20 years. And I think they're a perfect match. I think they're a match made in heaven. I think Larry would agree with that. But I really believe that these two people are, especially because I know Larry a lot, I think these two people are just super, how can I say? They're so important for the industry, because these are the people that are keeping us focused on the foundational principles, the golden principles that built this company. These are the people that keep us reminding us, like repetition, hearing it again. And they stay on message. And by keeping us on message, this is why Herbalife's been around for all these years. By keeping us on message, and Larry and Taylor, They keep people on message. If you're expecting more from them than what they say, there is no more. You know what I'm saying? It's those golden principles of knowing how to employ yourself, knowing how to deal with procrastination, knowing that you can't lie to yourself, you got to tell yourself the truth, knowing that you got to keep the gauges, and knowing that you have to talk to people. And there's more to it, but there's not much more to it. There's only like 18 absolutes in this industry. And when you master those 18 absolutes, The only thing that can mess you up is false variables. And if you have the absolutes, you'll reject false variables and you'll only be attracted to the true variables. Like when you go talk to someone and they say no, the true variable is if you go talk to someone else, the chances are they're going to say yes. The false variable says, oh, this doesn't work.
That is so cool.
And you're exactly right. And, even just hearing, you talked about that you, I think the term you used is that you metabolized what you learned from Mark and Larry and others. And I, even just in your off the cuff, I hear the fingerprints of the, there's a consistency in the way that you were taught to speak, in the way that you were taught to present in a conversation that shows up over and over again, and it's extremely effective. It's something that we can learn, and a big part of it is in the Millionaire Training, the a book that Jack and Larry and Taylor and many others from these early years of of Herbalife and of the network marketing profession contributed into. Sharing these kind of timeless principles and foundations that still apply as much today as they did back then, right, Jack?
And everybody should pick up that book, The Millionaire Training by Larry Thompson. And not because I'm in it, but because everything you need is in it. It is the playbook for our industry. And those are the absolutes, those principles, those are the absolutes. That means those things will never change. The internet can change, platform can change, but those things will never change. It's a great book.
All right. Well, this was another great show. And, Jack, it was such a joy having you on. I talked to you at length that day. I called Richard Brook immediately, said you've got to call Jack Silva because this guy, he didn't know you that well either. And I'm telling you, you are such a hidden resource for this profession because of the integrity and the longevity that we're going to get you back. We're going to get your whole cadre. I keep using that word. I don't know why. Of Larry and Taylor and Dan McCormick and Jeff Weisberg and all your buddies, because you people have kept this industry and profession together. And I just want to thank you for that. So thanks, man.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Great show. Thank you so much. We will see you next week on the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. See you next time.
Thank you all.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.